If you would like to support the Riders Live Podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live Podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live Podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you. They call him the 85 Bears out of Riders Live. What's poppin', artists of the day, y'all? Let's get it.
And I like to dance. Running the ball is like Mickey Mouse Mans. We had the goal since training camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're not doing this because we're greedy. The Bears are doing it to feed the needy. We didn't come here to look for trouble. We just come here to do the Super Bowl shop.
This is Speedy Willie, and I'm world class. I like running, but I love to get the pass. I practice all day and dance all night. I gotta get ready for the Sunday fight. Now, I'm as smooth as a chocolate swirl. I dance a little funky, so watch me, girl. There's no one here that does it like me. My Super Bowl shuffle will set you free.
I'm Samurai Mike. I stop 'em cold. Part of the defense, big and bold. I've been jamming for quite a while, doing what's right and setting the style. Give me a chance, I'll rock you good. Nobody messing in my neighborhood. I didn't come here looking for trouble. I just came to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
We are the Bears Shuffling Crew. Shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good. Blowing your mind like a new we would. You know we're just strutting for fun. Strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble. We're just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
Man, when I hit the turf, I've got no plan. I just throw my body all over the field. I can't dance, but I can throw the field. I motivate the cats, I like to tease. I play so cool, I aim to please. That's why you all got here on the double, to catch me doing the Super Bowl shuffle.
I'm mama's boy, Otis, wanna be kind. The ladies all love me for my body and my mind. I'm slick on the floor, as I can be. But ain't no sucker gonna get past me. Some guys are jealous of my style and class. That's why some end up on that. I didn't come here looking for trouble. I'm just getting down to the Super Bowl shuffle.
Steve, and it's no wonder I run like lightning, pass like thunder. So bring on Atlanta, bring on Dallas. This is for Mike and Papa Bear Hallis. But I'm not here to feathers ruffle. I just came here to do the Super Bowl.
ball shuffle.
I'm L.A. Mike and I play it cool. They don't sneak by me cause I'm no fool. I fly on the field and get on down. Everybody knows I don't mess around. I can break them, shake them any time of day. I like to steal it and make them pay. So please don't try to beat my hustle, cause I'm just here to do Super Bowl shuffle.
We are the best shuffling crew, shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good, blowing your mind like we knew we would. You know we're just strutting for fun, strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble, we're just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
The sack man's coming, I'm your man Dent. Is a quarterback, so he's gonna get bent. We stop the run, we stop the pass. I like to dump guys on their ass. We love to play for the world best fan. You better start making your Super Bowl plan. But don't get ready or go through any trouble unless you practice the Super Bowl shuffle.
It's Gary here, and I'm Mr. Clean. They call me Hitman, don't know what they mean. They throw it long and watch me run. I'm on my man, one-on-one. Buddies, guys, cover it down to the bone. That's why they call it 1246 zone. Come on, everybody, let's scream and yell. We're gonna do the shuffle, then ring your bell.
You're looking at the fridge, I'm the rookie. I may be large, but I'm no dumb cookie. You see me hit, you see me run. When I kick and pass, we'll have more fun. I can dance, you will see. The others, they all learn from me. I didn't come here looking for trouble. I just came to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
That was the Super Bowl champion, 1985 Bears, with the Super Bowl Shuffle. That song is available on all streaming platforms. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Tag in the street, that's what's poppin'. Pop on the sidelines, that's what's poppin'. Touch it, you catch it, that's what's poppin'. USC, that's what's poppin'. Number 88, that's what's poppin'. Pittsburgh Steelers, that's what's poppin'. Brash out of Swan, that's what's poppin'. Four-time Super Bowl champion, that's what's poppin'. Circus Catches, that's what's poppin'. Clutch, that's what's poppin'.
This is Terry Bradshaw, and you're listening to the Steelers to two straight Super Bowl victories. He does it with much help from this man. 88, Lynn Swann, the extraordinary wide receiver. And from this man, number 20, Rocky Blyer, the running back and the blocking back. And how he likes to lead the way for this man, the great Franco Harris, the AFC's second leading active rusher. But tonight, all four must cope with a tremendous defensive line led by this fellow, number 86, Cedric Hardman of the 49ers. And by number 53, the veteran Tommy Hart, who can come at you and at you. And by this man, the budding superstar, Cleveland Elam. Watch what Elam does to number 17, Jim Hart. The 49ers against the Steelers.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. As a kid, whenever you heard Howard Cosell and the Pittsburgh Steelers getting introduced on a football game on TV when I was growing up, I automatically got hyped. I was a Steelers fan, as all of the listeners should know. Matter of fact, Lynn Swann was my hero. Lynn Swann played wide receiver. He was USC's finest, four-time Super Bowl champion, and he was clutch. So I knew this at the early age of 5 years old, that Lynn Swann was my hero, and I wanted to be just like Lynn Swann. So it was kind of subliminally embedded in me to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. I automatically wanted to be on TV. I wanted to be a winner. I liked his playing style. Every time the Steelers played, they was calling Lynn Swann's name. Bradshaw the Swan. Bradshaw the Swan. And another touchdown by Lynn Swann. That's all I heard over and over again. The Steelers win. The Steelers win. You have to double team Lynn Swann. You have to stop Lynn Swann. You have to stop John Stallworth. And Lynn Swann, he always came up big in the big games on the big stage. Steelers versus Vikings. Steelers versus Cowboys. Steelers versus Rams. Steelers versus Cowboys again. So that's a total of 4 Super Bowl rings that Lynn Swann had. Some of the other reasons why I wanted to be like Lynn Swann is he had excellent route running. I didn't know that's what he was actually doing at the time, but he was an excellent route runner. He made circus catches, and he always made the winning play. I wanted to be a Pittsburgh Steeler so bad, so bad. So, as a kid, it started out with the pajamas for me. Then it was the paraphernalia. You know, it's like a sequence of things that made me want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. Like I said, I had the pajamas, the sleeping bag. In 4th grade, I had the winter coat, all the accessories, hat, gloves, you name it. So I was just a fan. I started playing football when I went outside, maybe like 2nd grade, when I used to live on 122nd and Normal. Whenever you could see your breath in a winter, that's when you knew it was time to come out and play football. Or at the beginning of the school year, that was the time. That's how I kept up with it, subliminally or unconsciously, you know, because it's not like you could Google anything. It's not like, you know, you could just pull up your phone and see the schedule. Things was much different. You know, you didn't have several games that you could watch at one time. You couldn't watch all the games at one time. So if the Steelers happened to be playing, you would see them. If that was the broadcast game, was no Sports Center. There was no ESPN that you could cut on to watch, catch, and find these games. So on my block, 122nd and Normal, shout out to 122nd and Normal, Wild Hunters, Chicago, Illinois. Me and my friends. So the first game that I ever played outside, Burt Redmond, he was our quarterback. Barry and Paul Elsey, they was receivers outside, and they was just throwing the ball around. They was throwing the ball around. And even though I never actually got out there and played, I mean, I have never touched the pigskin at this time. I was maybe like 7 or 8. But by watching Lynn Swann play on TV, I had already patterned my game after him. And some of the attributes that I didn't know that I had speed, I could run routes, and I could catch. I could catch really good, you know, and we did this all in the hood growing up. So I kind of had, like, my life path laid out, and my plan was to be like Lynn Swann, to be a Pittsburgh Steeler. But for some reason, it didn't actually work out like that. You know, living in the hood, things happen, you know, family matters, family issues that you have to deal with as a kid that might be out of your control. Like, my mom and dad, they broke up and they separated. So, you know, I had to take a bigger role, a bigger responsibility. So I couldn't be on a football team at my high school. We moved around a lot. So I couldn't go to practice. You know, I had to be at the crib to help out with my siblings. You know, I had responsibilities. But let's go back to the good times when I was a shorty. I had the actual Pittsburgh Steeler helmet, y'all, as a shorty. I think I was about 9. I had the shoulder pads, the pants, the jersey, everything. So me and my friends, we all agreed that we was going to get football equipment for Christmas and our favorite team. You know, me still believing in Santa Claus at that time, I thought that it could be possible for everybody, but, you know, being naive, everybody had different circumstances in their home. You know, so I went outside and everybody was trying to get at me since I had the helmet on, the shoulder pads. They was hog collar tackling me and everything. It was so bogus, but at the same time, it was still fun. It was still fun. Yeah, you know, I wanted to be like Lynn Swann, but, you know, one thing that I realized is I was maybe the new improved version. Similar to like was synonymous to Kobe and Mike. Fast, quick, clutch, etc. You know, when my mom wasn't calling the police on us playing in the street, me and my friends, you know, I got to be Lynn Swann. So, yeah, I wanted to be Lynn Swann. He was my hero growing up. He played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I've been a Steelers fan ever since, from like 1972. When I was crawling around, peeing in a bed and everything, I was a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I'm still a Pittsburgh Steelers fan to this day. You know, I follow all of the regimes of the Pittsburgh Steelers. From Terry Bradshaw being a quarterback. From Cliff Stout being a quarterback. From Bubby Brister being a quarterback. David Woodley being a quarterback. One of my favorite Pittsburgh Steeler quarterbacks of all time, Cordell Flash Stewart. Shout out to Cordell Stewart. Him being a quarterback. Mike Tomczak being a quarterback. Tommy Maddox. Who else? Ben Roethlisberger, of course. I never liked Neil O'Donnell, and I never liked He one of the backup quarterbacks for the Steelers right now. Mason Rudolph. I never liked him. I feel like he's a dirty player. You know, for him to have the size and all of that being in the NFL, he sucked bad. And over the years, the Steelers have had better quality receivers, or, you know, they improved on their quality of receivers. From Lewis Lips, Antonio Brown, George Pickens, Hines Ward, all these guys. One thing about the Steelers, they always seem to find a way to get good players through the draft. They're an excellent organization, and I guess that's why I'm still a long-lasting fan to this day. But with the evolution of players being faster, stronger, quicker. So for that time, I think Lynn Swann exemplified all of that, you know. I think he was one of the prototype receivers for that time, the early 70s. Him and John Stallworth. I'm not taking nothing away from John Stallworth, but I just wanted to be Lynn Swann. Was just embedded in me early, and that's just what it is. So I hope y'all enjoyed this special bonus episode of Riders Live. See y'all next week. Thanks for tapping in. Much love.